This is Akashvani, the news read by Renuka. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has described his government as compassionate and devoted to welfare of the poor. As the NDA government at the centre completes 11 years in office, Mr. Modi emphasised the government's transformative efforts in combating poverty and empowering citizens through inclusive development. In a social media post, the Prime Minister highlighted key initiatives such as PM Awas Yojana, PM Ujjwala Yojana, Jan Dhan Yojana and Ayushman Bharat, which have significantly improved access to housing, clean cooking fuel, banking services and healthcare. India has undergone a decade of remarkable transformation driven by the principles of Seva, Sushasan and Garib Kalyan. Akashvani News brings you a special feature on the government's effort over the last 11 years across key sectors. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today highlighted that key infrastructure projects in Jammu and Kashmir worth 46,000 crore rupees to be inaugurated tomorrow will have a very positive impact on the people's lives. The Prime Minister will dedicate Udhampur-Srinagar-Baramulla Rail Link USBRL project to the nation during his visit to Jammu and Kashmir tomorrow. The 272-kilometre USBRL project has been constructed at a cost of around 44,000 crore rupees. The USBRL project is a fully electrified section and comprises 36 tunnels and 943 bridges. The Chenab Bridge, the world's highest railway arch bridge and India's first cable-stayed rail bridge, Anji Bridge, which are part of the USBRL, will also be inaugurated by the Prime Minister. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said that in addition to being an extraordinary feat of architecture, the Chenab Rail Bridge will improve connectivity between Jammu and Srinagar. Railway Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw today visited Jammu Railway Station, where he inspected the ongoing development works.
Chenab ka bridge bahut bada ek technical marvel hai. Isko banane mein kai tarah ki challenges ko face karke banaya gaya. Iske technical parameters ko agar dekhen, to is bridge ka design 260 km prati ghanta wind speed aur zone 5 seismic zone ke hisab se uska design hai. यानी एक बहुत ही कॉम्प्लेक्स प्रोसेस से इसका डिजाइन किया गया है इसकी फाउंडेशन फुटबॉल फील्ड के आधे के बराबर है 30,000 टन स्टील लगाए
एक्सटर्नल अफेयर्स मिनिस्टर डॉक्टर एस जयशंकर टुडे सेड क्लोजर एंगेजमेंट बिटवीन इंडियन बैंक्स एंड द फाइनेंशियल सेक्टर विल स्ट्रेंथन इंडिया सेंट्रल एशिया इकोनॉमिक इंटरेक्शन Speaking at the India Central Asia Business Council in New Delhi, Dr. Jayashankar said beginnings have been made in terms of opening special rupee vostro accounts in Indian banks by Central Asian banks. He highlighted that there has also been some discussion about the use of UPI. The External Affairs Minister stressed on improving connectivity between India and Central Asia.
I hear talk about both land and air connectivity. More resources and effort in the INSTC, the International North-South Transport Corridor. Greater use of Chabahar port will surely reduce travel distance and costs. We are discussing this in a joint working group on Chabahar under the India-Central Asia platform. And we need to create a competitive environment for goods transportation.
In Chhattisgarh, security forces killed top Maoist cadre Sudhakar alias Narasimha Chalam alias Gautam, a central committee member in an encounter today. DIG police Kamalochan Kashyap said Sudhakar was carrying a reward of 1 crore rupees on his head. In Assam, flood situation continues to remain grim in the state as over 5,60,000 people in 19 districts are reeling under the deluge. Death toll has risen to 16. The state government has engaged the SDRF and NDRF teams for rescue operations. In French Open Tennis World No. 2, Coco Gauff of US has entered the women's single final, beating No. 2 seed Loi Boisson, the French wildcard, in 6-1, 6-2. Coco Gauff will face No. 1 Arina Sabalenka in the big final on Saturday. She defeated 6th seed Mira Andreeva and 3rd seed Jessica Pegula in her maiden Grand Slam main draw appearance. And with that, we end this news bulletin.